Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing great. It's wonderful to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. I was reading that that you were a comedian, a comedian. How long have you been in comedy? I know a lot of people may not know about this.
Oh, well, I think I just kind of pulled it all together because I've been clowning probably all my life. I've got a lot of sisters and brothers, and we just been having I just kind of wanted to do something for the homeless. So I went in and did some comedy DVDs and just kind of told a lot of stories and stuff that have happened in my life, and it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing so I can help the homeless.
Okay.
I have another way so that I can help the homeless. So I did my comedy DVDs that they can get on my website then, and they're selling great. They're really selling great, and it's just a blessing. God is just so good.
Yes, I know he is. You also have the film, the comedy was called Amazing Grace. You portray the role of Miss Grace Avery, the character Grace Avery.
No, that's up and coming. That's a movie.
That's
up and coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's a movie we're going to shoot.
All right. Okay. And I also read that some of the proceeds for your film are going to the homeless.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. I really have a passion for homeless people, and you know, it's just because that's just my ministry. I have such a passion for them. I really, really do.
Okay. All right. You're also president of your own record label called Destiny Joy Records Incorporated.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I've put out five DVDs actually, and one CD. No, excuse me, two CDs, my Christmas record and the How I Got Over, and then Exercise DVD, the two comedy DVDs, and 20th anniversary.
Oh, that is wonderful. You also own a company called Vivian Incorporated?
It's Vivian. My real name is Vivian, so I just put an E on it and incorporated it and made it Vivian Incorporated.
Okay. Your songs, How I Got Over, Shake Yourself Loose, and As Long As I Got Teen Jesus are your signature songs. Did you write any of these songs? The reason I ask is because I read you are a director, producer, songwriter, actress,
I write with people, pieces and parts with people. So I do write, I write scripts. I write scripts for plays, I do that. And then I wrote a lot of Shake Yourself Loose, well, a portion of Shake Yourself Loose, a portion of How I Got Over, a portion of a lot of the songs throughout there, that's on my album. But my kids are songwriters, Marvin and Mario, they're the songwriters. And then I've done plays and stuff like that, Broadway play. I've done a Broadway play years and years ago. And girl, I've been out here 28 years, so I got such a long history, so I forgot half of it myself.
Okay. All right. So your DVD is was not available yet. Okay, but it's going to be available.
No. Which DVD?
Amazing Grace.
The comedy DVD.
Yes.
Amazing Grace is not a DVD. Amazing Grace is a movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
The DVDs are a comedy. It's comedy. It's called Vicky Winans Hilarious and Unplugged.
Oh, okay.
Volume 1 and 2.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Is there anything that you haven't accomplished that you want to accomplish, Miss Vicky Winans?
Oh, girl, yes. I don't think I'm going to ever be satisfied. My major accomplishment is to see Jesus in peace and to make it to heaven. So all the things that he has me doing down here, I love working. I love creating. I love loving on people. I love helping people and making people laugh and making them feel better. I just love it. I really do. I get such a kick out of the ministry that God has given me. I really do. I'm so blessed.
Okay, a ministry. All right, so you're a minister too. All right.
Am I a ministry?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm asking.
No, I'm not a minister. Okay, yeah, this is what I am. I do ministry. I mean, that's what this is, ministry.
Okay. What do you want people to remember most about you?
I want my legacy to be that I was a giver, that I was fun, that I was not egotistical. I just loved life, loved people, and wanted to do good and make people's life better and do good music. That's what I want to be led by, and leave a legacy for my boys, and I'm good,
okay.
And their families. I'm good.
All right. So your sons, Mario Winans and Marvin Winans, are producers.
Both of them are producers.
Okay, that is wonderful. I was reading that you're a great business person, great businesswoman, and
well,
that's very admirable.
Thank you. I love it. I manage myself and I book myself, and I've been doing the guy for 20-some years now.
Uh-huh.
And it's a blessing, and I still do 200-some shows a year. It's a blessing.
Oh, goodness. Do you have other people on your record label?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I almost have time for me to be on there. I haven't put out a record in God. I don't know when. But I'm going to work on one starting on the 11th of May.
All right. So you do hundreds of shows per year. That's a lot of shows.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. A lot.
Is there anything that you have upcoming that you would like the listeners to know about?
Well, they know about the McDonald's tour. I'm on the McDonald's tour for the Ronald McDonald House. That's going to 9 cities, 10 cities. I'm also doing the American Heart Association tour, plus my own regular concerts that just come in all over the place. Oh, my God. I leave tomorrow, and I don't even get back home until, maybe most weekends I'm out. Almost every weekend I'm just out three shows.
Three shows.
At least.
Doing shows. Okay.
Yeah. I'll be at the Church of God in Christ Women's Convention in Orlando at the end of May. And then Mega Fest, I'll be there. It's just a blessing. I'll be all over the place. And God is so good to me. Lord have mercy. I'm so grateful. And thank you so much, Angie, for having me on the show. Appreciate
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
I really appreciate this. And congratulations on doing this show. It sounds great.
Thank you.
How it came on. I was like, this girl here got it going on. I don't know how this is an internet show, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is. It's an internet show.
Yeah, that is just so beautiful. I didn't realize how internet shows, kind of operated. But I think internet shows are great. And they're necessary, and the way that you guys are running them are absolutely fabulous.
Well, thank you. I'm not the only one on this network, but thank you.
All right, well, you tell everybody I said that.
All right. I know you don't have long that you can talk, but I want to ask you, when did you realize that you want to sing gospel instead of R&B or any other type of music or songs?
Well, I was born and raised in the church, so my mom and dad, that's all we knew. And so if I was singing anything, it was going to be gospel. And then when I started living the conviction that I was singing about, that's all I want to do. That's it. I got 11 brothers and sisters, and everybody was just born and raised in the church, and I just chose to sing gospel. Somebody got to do it, and I want to do it.
Oh, okay. That is great. So you're on tour now. Am I correct? You're doing it every weekend?
Well, I'm just one big tour. I'm out every weekend. It's not like a structured tour, but I am on two separate other tours besides my regular dates. The McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Tour with myself and Smokey and Smokey Norfolk, John P. Key, Tamela Mann, and Lecrae. And that starts on May the 9th in Philadelphia. I think all those tickets are gone. The next night is gone. I think in D.C., and so we're going to, 12 cities. And then after that, my other dates kick in. I'm trying to get to where I got to go to L.A. and talk to the movie producers and stuff about the movie. I'm just busy, but I love it.
You love it. Okay.
Love it.
You sound like you love what you're doing.
I do.
It's like I tell some of my other guests, you're blessed if you have a career that you can work in and get paid for and you love to do it.
Yes.
Very blessed.
Yes. Okay. It's a blessing. God knows it's a blessing. I thank him every day.
Okay. So is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you would like to work with?
I don't work with too many people besides my son. I love all the artists. But see, I want to get into the filming industry too. So I would love to work with, you know, a lot of the directors in the film industry, and a lot of times you don't get a chance to, but as you grow in that industry, I would love to. Lord, if Steven Spielberg or somebody called me like that, I know I'm dreaming big, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
I would love to do something, and yeah, those kind of things. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you like to do film, movies and things. Oh, that's great. That is great. I think it's great the way you are helping the homeless, too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now that I have to do. That's just something I've taken on. I love taking the money. I love giving them money. I love giving them clothes and you know, credit cards, bank cards, or money cards that they can go to the store and buy things for themselves. I love doing stuff like that. I just bought them a bus so that we can pick them up and bring them to my shows in the city that we go in out. So it's all good. It's good. I'm very, 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 very blessed for doing it.
Okay. What has sustained you in your career? What sustains you? I know you'll probably say God is one thing, but what sustains you and motivates you and keeps you going?
God.
Okay.
And the people. It's the people, too. It's the people that love me that just keep me fueled and ready to go. Always.
Okay.
Yes, and I really do appreciate them. I really do.
Okay. All right. Well, I know you said you didn't have long, so I'm very mindful of that. A lot of people want to hear you. They've been hitting me up on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And when I first posted that you were going to be on the show, and I got a lot of responses.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know what? I love, follows like on my Instagram and the Twitter and stuff. I so love. I didn't think I would like the social network, but I absolutely, because I'm so positive and all the positive things that I want to say, I get to say them, and then to be able to go to other people and let them know that they have beautiful stuff. You know, on Instagram, you go and you like other people's pictures, and I think it's just great when I have time to do it. And I really do appreciate that. I appreciate them following me. And I tell them all the time, follow me as I follow Christ. And when I stop following Christ, make a right. don't keep following me if I'm not following Christ.
Okay. All right. Is there any new CDs that are coming out that the listening audience need to know about?
A new CD?
Any new CDs that you may have coming out?
I was working on the CD starting in May. I'm going to start with my new single starting in May.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you in more in films.
I do too, honey. I'm looking forward to it too.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. You know, you hear about a lot of tragedy. Sometimes, no, not a lot, but sometimes you hear about tragedy in the music industry. And, you know, you are one of those people who are very inspirational. You're talented. You're a businesswoman, of course. And, of course, you have a very beautiful voice. Very beautiful. I just love listening to you. I'm going to touch
Thank
on a
you
subject,
so much.
Subject that I hope you're not uncomfortable with. I'd like to know, how did you dance of the legendary Whitney Houston, the world-renowned Michael Jackson affect you? How did that affect you personally?
Their death?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, all death affects me. And it sometimes feels more tragic when it's a star and you do what they do, not on that scale, but you know how they feel when people seem to just want to, you know, they just stay at you and stay at you and stay at you. I was devastated. about Michael Jackson. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was so devastated about him. And God knows I loved Whitney so much. And, you know, I mean, it hurts. It just hurts. I cried. Just like, you know, I really cried for the ones that just could not just seem to get a grip on it. You pray for them. You know, I never got it, you know, couldn't get with them or anything. But you pray from a distance and pray for the best. I cried. I ain't going to lie. I really did. It hurt me very much.
Yes, ma'am. What I like to know is there anything you like to tell the listening audience that you haven't talked about already? I mean,
You know what? Actually, I think this is going to have to probably do it for right now. I got to run off to a meeting. We have some people to come in from out of town, and I'm going to have to run off to a meeting because they're literally sitting in the front waiting on me. So I wanted to make sure that I got on with you tonight, Angela, and thank you so much for having me. And to all of those that are listening, I appreciate you and whatever you've done to make my career to be whatever it is right now. God knows. I love me some y'all. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I follow back. I really do. I love you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on Show Talk with me.
Thank you, Angela. You be blessed. And look up, girl. Go ahead on and do your thing. Go ahead on.
I will. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you for the encouragement.
Right, God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, honey. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, we had on the show Vicky Winans, not just a gospel singer, but a legend in her own right. I regret that she couldn't stay longer, but I hope you did enjoy the 15 minutes that I did have with her. And I look forward to maybe having her back on the show one day where she can stay longer. All right, listeners, I'm going to close out the show. And thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. For listening, and thank you all for supporting my show. Thank you very much. Bye.